With Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Yes, it is. Good morning. Coming to you from my radio hut right here on Dakota Avenue. Nicely heated, too. A good thing. 18 below right now. And clear sky. Yeah, that's what we're doing. Wind chills down around 30 below. But enough of that. Okay, I try to get through that as quickly as I can. Then I don't have to worry about it. We're in to talk the journey with our good friend Colette Barton this morning, making her monthly appearance. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in this morning. I'm thanking everybody that goes out and braves this weather to come in and talk to me.
You know, we're in the Midwest. It's beautiful out, though. I mean, the sun does peak a little, you know, once in a while and give us that glimmer of hope that, like, yeah, it's cold, but look, I'm still here.
It's Mick Kerr was talking about that this morning. He said it's that February sun that if you're behind a window, feels kind of nice. A little stronger than it was like December or January. So
absolutely.
There you go. So there is hope.
Absolutely.
Hey, Colette, it's the season of love. You know?
That it is.
Cupid shooting arrows. And we're going to tie that into the journey here this morning.
That's true.
And I heard an expression, made me think of you. People do pass. People do die, but relationships never do.
That is, yes, absolutely.
Is that a good on-ramp?
That is a good on-ramp. That is an absolute truth because, again, those relationships and connections that we make with people, when their physical presence is gone, their memories and their legacy continue to live on through us.
We still have the relationship.
Absolutely.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. And I don't, you know, I never put that together. Until I heard that, and it's like, no, I'm going to ask Colette about that on Wednesday.
It is very true. That relationship doesn't die because, again, you're connected. You have a connection. There's a heartstring there.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And love's such a complicated process. And then when you bring grief into it, does that further complicate things, or can it, depending on the person, I would imagine?
It can. There can be some complicated grief. You know, I also have heard many times it said that grief is the opposite end of the love that you shared. And I say that even in my own story, that I loved deeply and I will therefore grieve deeply. And I wouldn't want it any other way because that love is such a gift. It's, you know, a treasure that you hold on to. So it is true. And especially we're in the Valentine's season and people are talking about, you know, doing those special things and being with their loved ones. And that can create some heartache in folks that don't have their person here to love, physically present with them, to go to dinner, to give a box of Valentine's to. And so then it becomes the question, so how do I honor that love that feels, can I equate it to, it can feel absent, like my love is absent because my person isn't here. But there's so many things that you can do to, again, elevate the honoring that you do for remembering the love that you had and the love that continues to live in you through the connections that you made.
So back up. What was it you said? I love deeply, therefore I'm going to grieve deeply.
Absolutely.
Okay. And I love that, by the way. And honoring the love.
Absolutely. Because again, the physical person isn't here for you to do those, make those memories, create those things, go to dinner, follow traditions that you had. And so it can feel like, well, very empty, like I don't want to celebrate Valentine's Day. However, we still can look toward honoring the love that we had, and you can do many things. Follow the tradition. If you had some things, we went to this place for a special dinner. We did, you know, in our family, it was traditional. We have a all pink meal, all pink and red, and get out the fine dishes and things. You can still do all of those things because what you're doing is honoring the love that you held with that person when they were physically present, and you're still loving them because, like you said, the relationship didn't die with the person.
Right. It continues on.
Correct.
And the love continues on, too. Does grief ever end?
Grief, in my opinion, grief is a forever.
Or is it change? It
changes, it morphs, it evolves, but it is forever with you. It's one of those things, you know, we used to hear people say, well, you should be over it. It's been 6 months, a year, 7 years, 12 years, 32 years. You should be over it. And I honestly believe we don't ever get over it. We get through what we can manage to get through, and we find ways that we build our life around grief. We re-enter living in a different way because mm-hmm. we continue, hopefully we continue to live. And that has to happen intentionally sometimes because we don't feel like it.
Right.
Because it feels too heavy and too hard. But we continue to find opportunities to continue to live into life, whatever that looks like, in small ways or big ways. And our grief is still with us. I describe it as it's in my pocket all the time. And sometimes it's soft like a Kleenex. You just know it's folded up and in your pocket. Sometimes it's like a stone. You know, it's just there when you sit down. And sometimes it's like a shard of sea glass where it's sharp and jagged and pokes you. And all day long it can cause you some ache or pain. But it's always with us. And it again, depends on where we stand on our journey as to what it feels like in those moments. And it can change. It can change in a matter of minutes. So,
what about the year theory? Okay, I hear a lot of people go, okay, well, it's been a year.
Exactly.
And it's okay. You know, I've experienced that myself. It's like, it's been a year, I should feel differently.
Right, and we convince ourselves because have a misconception that somehow that time will make it disappear, and it doesn't disappear. When you think about even other events that you've had in your life that are significant, those don't disappear. They, again, maybe become not quite as sharp, not quite as in your face as forward, but they're there. You know, their memories, they're mm-hmm. there. And the grief is the same way. You're still missing the person. So the timeline isn't necessarily significant to, oh, it's been 5 years, so my heart doesn't ache as much. It, again, changes, and it changes with life circumstances. So you can be sailing along through life and think, okay, I'm doing pretty well. I found my way. I'm navigating my path. I'm doing okay on this journey. And then something else can happen. Another loss, a life-changing event, even things that are celebratory, a wedding, a graduation, because, again, you're acknowledging, well, there's a piece of what was part of this tapestry missing. And so, you know, again, in my opinion, grief doesn't go away with time. It doesn't disappear. It changes and evolves, and as do many things in our lives.
Absolutely. Well, I can say with Valentine's Day on Friday, the season of love, Colette Barton, love you dearly, my good friend, and thank you so much again for braving the cold.
Absolutely.
And coming in here and talking on the journey.
Absolutely.
We do this more than once a month. I could talk to you forever about this. We get going and it's like, okay.
And I am equally as grateful, Bill, because it's a topic that, again, we haven't always been good as a society or a culture to embrace the ability to say that I'm grieving, my heart is hurting, there's mm-hmm. something missing in my life, and I want to talk about that. It's a vulnerable place to stand, so I appreciate that you're willing to embark on the journey with me.
Absolutely. Colette Barton, talking the journey as we do the second Wednesday every month. Check it out right here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning. I'm the kind of